You know, it's been counting down to this day, and it's I can't believe it's already here, to, at least until tomorrow. So, I mean, been looking forward to it. Looking forward to, you know, when we've worked out here and hitting batting practice. It's looking forward to getting the season started. It's exciting.
Have you gone over and over their lineup here the last week and a half or so since you knew you were starting against them?
For the most part, they've been kind of kept the same lineup as last year. There's a little bit of differences, but I gotta watch, you know, just try to watch games from last year or to some of their spring games to try to get as much on top as I can. But for the most part, trying to keep, I have a game plan that's going to change. Might change in the middle of the game.
I mean, things can change too. This will be a little different start for you in the sense that the timing could really be a lot different depending upon introductions and everything as far as getting ready to go out there.
Oh, yeah. I never had to deal with that before. So I guess as soon as, I guess introductions and stuff, I'll be out in the bullpen, so I don't have to go out there and wave to the fans or anything.
What are some things you feel like maybe you learned about pitching in this ballpark?
Pitching here twice, yeah. Stay hydrated. Don't get cramps, like I did that last time. But or get one less hit. but you know. The first time I pitched here, I didn't really notice because I didn't really have my best stuff that day. Last time I pitched here, I felt like I had good stuff. And it's just the cramps is what kept me from going, cramping
Danny,
in the legs.
Danny used to say you wouldn't throw breaking balls as much. Do you feel like you kind of just have your same game plan? And
you know, I just watched my last game when I pitched here, mm-hmm. and my game plan didn't change. It was the same. I still threw a lot of breaking balls, still a lot of curveballs. Change ups whenever I needed it, and I mean that's how I feel like if you try to switch to the ballpark, it's gonna get in your head more than anything. At least I mean Danny's pitched a little more than I have, but it's I remember the last time he pitched here, he had trouble with his cutter. It wasn't cutting, and if anything, I found the ball cuts more. I'm not going to change my game plan. It's pretty much going to stay the same. And if I feel something's better than the other, then I might go with that. But if it's not, then I'll just stay with the game plan.
What do you view their 3-4 hitters as in terms of the league? Is it in the National League, do you consider them, you know, right up there at the top? Or?
Oh, yeah. They're Gonzalez and Tulo are the best 3-4 hitters. I mean, you could think around the league, but they're up there with the top five. I mean, their numbers last year are, I mean, really, really good. And, I mean, they're both really young. They're both not that old, so they're going to continue to be good, especially if they just sign an extension to their contract. They're going to continue to do that here.
Are they in the back of your mind kind of lurking, you know, whether they're 3, 4, or 5 lineup spots away? Are they that kind of impact?
Well, if you have Gonzalez first, and you know you have Tulo next, you just gotta. It's just like any combo like that. If you have Holiday or Pujols, you still have to worry about one of them after. You can't pitch around one. But it's just like any good player, any good hitter in the big leagues. You have to pitch carefully to them, and you have to keep a steady mix. You can't just sit on one thing because they're very good hitters and. You just got to keep mixing to them. You just can't sit.
Maybe position players are more affected, but was there any tangible benefits that you saw for yourself of practicing in, you know, spring training in the new Scottsdale facility as opposed to Tucson?
Other than I didn't have to pack up and move. The benefits, I mean, the workout facility was really, really nice. It's so much better than in Tucson. We were just limited there, and whereas when we got the move, it was unlimited. I mean, everything was just first class. Everything was so. I mean, playing in that complex is obviously beneficial.
What about the lineups you faced? Were they more formidable? Because you know sometimes teams.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Sometimes you get like the teams, especially like the Rangers. Some surprise.
Right.
We saw a lot of their good lineups. Or you know, I started noticing that. I forgot about that because I pitched in three in Tucson and three on the road last year. I forgot that was a little bit of a factor because sometimes they didn't send the guys all the way down there.
Do you feel that yourself and your team kind of comes out of this camp a little bit more refreshed than normal because of those bus rides or no longer?
I haven't thought about that either. I don't know if they're more refreshed. I know we still put in long days for. We had a lot of early work and later stuff, so I know we were trying to work on things as a team,
sure.
Team fundamental stuff. But we also played about 10 more games than everybody else.